Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to understand how very important their employees are. Many times they don't. Many times business people forget what it was like to be an employee, or maybe they never were an employee and they don't treat their employees well. You know, there are six things that CEOs do that make employees quit. They overwork their people. They don't really understand that there is only so much work people will do during the day. There's only so much productive work that people will do during the day. And they get this unrealistic approach of, I want more from you. But yet, they couldn't do it themselves. They couldn't get that amount of work done. The expectations are not realistic. So what happens? The employee says, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'll do that. And at some point, they start looking for another job. CEOs, presidents, and business owners, second point, they don't give credit to people. They don't say thank you. You know, people want to know that they're doing a good job. They want to know and understand that what they're doing is making a difference, that they're being productive. They want to be involved in a culture of a business that absolutely inspires them to do better work. It makes them feel good about what they're doing. And if you're not doing that, how would you feel? And you know, third point is we really need to care about our employees. Yes, they are employees, but they're people. And they're people that are important to us. And they're people that have wants and needs. And there are people who, if they are productive, we need to take care of them. Not only do we need to praise them, but we need to share the profits with them. We need to create a work environment and a workplace that's bright and clean and happy. We need to give them the tools. We need to show them that we really care about helping them be productive. And promises. Third point. How many CEOs, presidents, or business owners promise things that they never do? Either they forget about them because they're so busy, they don't think they're important, they think someone will forget about them. But if you tell someone you're going to do something, you have to keep your word. If you don't keep your word, well, they're not going to believe you the next time. Well, what else do we have here? You absolutely have to keep training people. Point number five. If you're not training people, if you're not helping them increase their skills, if you just expect them to show up, do the same thing every single day, you're not making work interesting, well, what happens? They're bored. Again, when they get bored, what do? Their mind starts to wonder. They start to think about, maybe there's a better place I could be. You know, I'm making a living, but maybe I could make the same money or make money someplace else and have interesting work. And if you aren't providing interesting work, if you're not training, if you're not giving them new skills, if you're not giving them new ways of thinking of things, how can you expect them to do better? And finally, you absolutely have to think about what you're doing as the CEO, president, or business owner. How are you leading? How are you increasing your skills? How are you putting yourself in a position of absolutely making people understand that they can depend upon you, they can follow you. If they follow you, you will help them become successful. You want the employee to help you become successful. They want you to create the environment for them to be successful. There are so many things to think about. I'm sure there are more than six, but if you sit down and think about and analyze yourself, your business, and what you're doing, and how you can encourage the people that work for you, I think you'll find that the retention rate will be much greater. Everyone will be happier. It'll be a more pleasant place to come to work. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.